So we're learning the Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. We did Perek Aleph, which described what God is, that God is the Matzoi Rishon, God is the mover, he moves everything, and then there's Achdus Hashem. We point out that all these three ideas are found in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema means you understand. Hashem means the fact that HaYahovah V'yiyeh, that God exists, even if nothing else would exist, God always exists. And even after everything else ceases to exist, God will continue to exist. That's the word Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Elokeinu means Takif Ubah Yecholas Ubah Kochas Kulam, that God keeps everything rotating. God keeps all the atoms moving. And Hashem Echad refers to the fact that there is Achdus Hashem, which is something that we spoke about, which the Rambam notes means that God cannot be physical in any way. Perek Beis talks about, okay, so now that we know what God is, so what do we have to do? So it says that this great God, Hakel HaNichbad V'Hanora HaZeh, we pointed out this comes from a pasuk. So there's a mitzvah to love Hashem and a mitzvah to be scared of Hashem. La'ahavo u'le'yira oso. Right? It all flows. That's how we say in Kriya Shema. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. How do you come to Ahav and Yira? So the Rambam writes that you should think about and look at and appreciate nature. Right? Bishah she'yisponein ha'adam. This is like Torah Ma'ad, the Rambam. Bishah she'yisponein ha'adam b'maso b'ruav ha'niflum ha'gedolim v'yira mehen chachmaso she'en la'erech v'lo keitz miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mefa'er. The moment that you see all these things, so you will love it. And then what does it mean? Mishabeach. How do you translate those words? Right? So it sounds like Yishtabach, right? You are Mishabeach, you praise, you Mifa'er, you exalt, right? Miss Aveta Avagadola, and then you have a tremendous desire to connect to Hashem. So if you remember when we saw the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that when you really love something, you talk about that thing all the time because you want everyone else to love it also. So in the Avodas HaMelech, the Rav's uncle, Nachum Karkovsky, points out that maybe that's what the Rambam means with these words, Mishabeach, Mifa'er, etc., that you are going to lead to praise other words, to praise, you want everyone to do the praising. And that's what David says, and when you think about these things, so then you step back, right? When you think about how great God is, you look at nature, you realize how amazing nature is. So you say, wow, right? And then you start praising Hashem. That's the Ahava. And then you are near Talai Achorav. You retreat and you recognize how insignificant you are compared to God. So how would we translate this Yira? Is this Yiras HaOnesh or Yiras HaRomamos? Is this Yiras HaRomamos? Right? You are recognizing how great God is, and it's awe, it's not fear. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, so the Rambam speaks about Ahava in the sense of learning Torah, right? Remember that? It's different than Ahava in the sense of looking at nature. And in the Rambam in Mitzvah Daled, he says, that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam is talking about Yiras HaOnesh, not Yiras HaRomamos. So this is already interesting. The Rambam in the Halachos and the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, has a very different take of both what Ahava is and what Yira is. Right? Ahava in the Halachos is like looking at nature, and Ahava in The Sefer Mitzvahs is, brisker, learn Torah. And Yira is Yoris HaRomris versus Yiras HaOnesh. So how do I square these? Obviously, the Svarim have a different purpose, right? The Sefer HaMitzvot's purpose is what? To tell me what I should do. In the Rambam in the Yad, I think he is still before the Sefer HaMitzvos, meaning the Rambam in the Yad begins by what is the derech to arrive at Ahavan Yira, not what do I do to express Ahavan Yira. The derech to arrive at Ahavan Yira is you begin with Yiras HaRomamos. And then after the Yiras HaRomamos, only then can you have a Yiras HaChet, a Yiras HaOnesh. Right? Usually, I think we view it as going in the opposite direction. Like, oh yeah, I'm scared of doing an Aveira, and then later on, when I'm a higher Madre guy, have Yiras HaRomamos. The Rambam is starting from what I would consider to be the higher place, and then right, the end, I think, is the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Yiras HaOnesh comes after Yiras HaRomamos. Sarah?
I think also in the words, so like, how do I get there? I do these things to get there, and then maybe hopefully accomplish those mitzvahs, which are things
Yeah,
above that.
I think that's precisely the point that the Rambam is making, that the derech to get there is by looking at nature, etc. But the funny thing is that in that derech to get there, I attain this very high madriga called Yiras HaRomamos, which, again, I think in grade school we all learned that Yiras HaRomamos is a much higher madriga than Yiras HaOnesh. Yeah? And for the Rambam, if anything, it's going in the opposite direction. It happens in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam speaks about like mature tshuva versus immature tshuva, and for the Rambam, like tshuva miyira is like an immature sort of tshuva, right? But my guess is that the Rambam over there is referring to tshuva miyira in the sense of tshuva from yiras haonesh, and the mature tshuva is tshuva from ahava, which is the same as yiras haromamos. Which means that, like, it goes kind of in a circle. I've been thinking about this, like, for a couple of days, but I begin arriving at Ahavan Yira by looking at nature, and then I appreciate God, and I love God, and I am in awe in God, of God. Great. And then as a result of that, I learn Torah, because that's how I understand God. As a result of that, I say, oh, God is so great, I better not do any averos. And then, right, afterwards, like, and then when I want to do tshuva, so my tshuva to be a mature tshuva has to be a tshuva from the Yiras HaRomamos, which means a tshuva getting back to that earlier stage. I'm completing the circle rather than just stopping at the, right, I'm going 360, not just 180. That's how I understand it. Okay, any questions or comments? Yashikayach. Thank you, Chevra.